Hello, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Upline. My name is Helma. Harold, am I speaking with Thelma?
Yes.
Hey, Thelma, how you doing today?
I'm fine.
I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. Can I ask you, did you use hair relaxer?
Yes.
Yeah. And were you ever diagnosed with endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian.
Ovarian. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes. Sorry.
When were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
January 18th, 2024.
So just recently this year. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Are you receiving treatment and everything like that for it?
I was receiving treatment.
Wow. Well, I pray you know you beat that and you get it, out of you. 'Cause that's a lot. Could I ask you what state are you in right now?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. And now I do have to ask you, do you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you use the hair relaxer chemicals in the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And what hospital diagnosed you?
Chester.
Is that the one at the 701 East Marshall Street in Westchester?
Yes, in Westchester, yes.
And what doctor diagnosed you?
Her name was Doctor, what's her name? Vanessa Canis? Sorry, Vanessa Canis.
Canis, last name. Vanessa, first
Yes,
name.
she was a gynecologist. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Me one moment here. And how many times a year would you say you used a hair relaxer prior to you being diagnosed?
About 5 to 6 times a year.
6 times a year. Okay. And you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
6/11/72.
6/11/72. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No. And do you know of any other family friends who also use hair relaxer?
I'm sure they have used it.
Just no one
Yeah.
kind of diagnosed with cancer or anything like that.
I don't know of.
Okay. And when would you say you started to use hair relaxer?
About April 2005,
2005.
I
And when would you say you stopped?
When I was diagnosed.
When you're
When I started
diagnosed.
getting sick, yeah. January 2024.
Okay. And then how often did you apply? Was it weekly, monthly?
Every few months.
Okay.
Like every couple of months. Yeah, every like 2 months I would get it.
Gotcha. Okay. And so you used it for about 19 years consecutively, correct?
Yes.
And then were you using it at home or did you go to a salon?
Salon.
Salon.
Yes.
And then what brand name were you using?
I'm L'Oreal by Dark and Lovely.
L'Oreal, okay. And then did your diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started to use a product?
More years than that after
Gotcha.
that.
Gotcha. Okay. And what type of treatments are you receiving?
Chemotherapy. As of right now.
As of right now, okay. When did you start?
Like 4 to 5 days after I was diagnosed.
Gotcha, okay. January. And then, so the Chester County Hospital is just a hospital that's doing all the treatments as well?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, they give me like the, I had to get a hysterectomy as well. They give me chemotherapy. I get the immunotherapy for my immune system to build that up, to rebuild that. So I'm getting a few things. They have me on pain medication as well.
Got you. Okay. And then you spell your name Thelma.
Yes.
Last name Moore.
Yes.
And then could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then your email address I have being timeir1925@yahoo.com.
Yes.
And your phone number 267-787-9327.
Yes.
And what's your property address?
4034 Redden Road, REDDEN, Drexel Hill, PA, 19026.
Thank you. That's Delaware County.
Yes.
And then, do you have the medical records?
I don't have them right, not offhand, not right with me. I'm not in it, even in town. I'm out of town for work.
Gotcha. Okay. Are they at your house, or are they kind of just at the hospital?
I mean, my doctor have a copy. I have a copy, but I just don't have it with me.
With you currently. Okay. All righty. And then I do request an emergency contact, though. God forbid something happens to you. I do like to make sure someone in your family would receive this money. Who would you like to put down as your
Okay.
emergency contact?
My son,
Son. Okay. And his name?
Tymer, TYMEER, Workman, WORK, M as in Mary, AN as in Nancy,
Thank you. And his phone number?
302-563-7095.
Perfect. And now we do need the social in order to ask for the medical records from the hospital. I can take the last four if you don't want to give me the full thing.
8731.
731. All right. Let me go ahead and verify this information. So when I send this over to you and the law firm, it is all accurate. I do want to reiterate we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes, and you do want to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you are willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought any legal representation or signed any documents?
Correct.
All righty. And then you did use the hair product within the last 20 years. You were diagnosed with ovarian cancer. You were diagnosed January 2024. You were seen by Dr. First name Vanessa. That's at the Chester County Hospital, 701 East Marshall Street, Westchester, Pennsylvania, 19380. See here, used it roughly 5 times a year. So you did use it more than 4 times in a single year prior to you being diagnosed. You are a resident of the United States. Your date of birth is 6/11/1972. You were never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. You started using it in 2005, stopped roughly in 2024. So you used it for roughly 19 years. You used it at a salon. You were using the Dark and Lovely by L'Oreal. Let's see here. And now you are currently receiving chemo. You did have a hysterectomy. You did have pain meds. You also have immunotherapy as well. You started your treatment roughly January 10 or so days, 5 or so days after you were diagnosed. And that's all being done still at the Chester County Hospital. You are a female. You spell your name Thelma, last name Moore. Your email address is timeir1925@yahoo.com. Your phone number is 267-787-9327. The last four of your social, 8731. Your property address, 4034 Redden Road, Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania, 19026. And then we have your son, Tymir, as the emergency contact, 302-563-7095. Did that all sound correct to you?
Correct.
Perfect. Let me go ahead and send you over these documents now. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes. Yes, I have it.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect. So I just sent it should go to your text messages and your email, whatever's kind of easier for you to open it up with.
I wrap it, it. Yeah, I wrap it in my. Okay, DocuSign, scan in my email.
Perfect, perfect. And then I'm going to send you a separate text right now.
Can you send a text to this other phone? Cause I, this phone you calling me on, I don't receive that kind of stuff on. Cause I'm a.
Yeah, absolutely. Would you like to put the other phone number as your main line, or would you rather have this phone number as your main line?
This number is my main line.
Okay. And then just text the other number.
Yeah.
Okay. And then for that other number?
Excuse me.
For the other number?
Oh, 267
267
439
439
0007.
0007. And then in this text message, it's going to have my information. That way you have my direct line.
Right.
And then I'm also going to send you the law firm. So the law firm you're working with is Pulaski Law Group. They're based out of Texas. Your phone. And so once I get these documents back from you, I'll be able to send them up to the law firm. The law firm will then take a look at the documents, basically verify the information, make sure everything is accurate. They'll then give you a call within 7 business days to verify that it's basically you, that this is, you know, something you want to go through with. And then basically in that phone call, once everything is, you know, okay, they'll then be able to go ahead and request the medical records from the hospital. And basically get, you know, working on your case for you.
Okay.
And so I sent you the text message to the other number. And then I'm also going to send, can your phone receive text messages?
Can my phone do what?
Like this phone number where I called you on, can it receive text messages? Or it
oh,
just
yeah,
can't?
Yeah,
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And then I'm going to send you that on this text as well. Okay, so you should have just got that text from me as well.
And this text is just give me your number.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's my number, and then Pulaski Law Group, that 909 number that I sent to you. That's the phone number they're gonna call you, in 7 business days. So just be on the lookout for
and
that number.
What's your name again?
My name
this
is Harold.
909.
My name is Harold King.
Harold King.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm still, I can sign the papers and everything. It's just like still like loading.
Still loading
it
up.
Take a long time.
Typically it goes straight through. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, you might have just some loading issues. So you press the finish and everything like that.
Let me see. Yeah, I did that. Let me see. Make sure. Okay. It says an error occurred. Okay. I signed everything. It looks like. All right, let me say finish. Let me push finish.
Perfect. Yep. Yep.
Did it go through?
Yep, it went through.
My documents is finished?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I just got them. So I'll be able to send them up to the law firm now. And then, yeah, they might call you within, you know, 2 days, 3 days. But, you know, the time frame we usually tell you is 7 days, okay?
Yeah, so you sure you got all the documents that say
mm-hmm.
finished over here? Okay.
Yeah, on my end, it
okay.
says completed. On my end, I can look at them because usually I'll get them back from you once they're done. I don't get
all
them.
All right, so now it's like, okay. Yeah, it says that it's done. Okay.
Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and send them up to the law firm now, and we'll get everything going for you, okay? Do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me?
No, so what they'll let me know if I qualify or not when they call?
So, I mean, you're basically, I mean, you qualify. I can't really say you qualify. I mean, because they give us, right? I have kind of the, criteria, right? So that whole thing, I was kind of, seeing if you fit. So basically, you fit the criteria. During that phone call, all they're doing is basically verifying that what I have on the documents is what you told me. So like, when they ask you basically, oh, what are you diagnosed with? They're gonna make sure, because I have ovarian on there, they're gonna make sure you say ovarian, right? Not endometrial or something like that. So that's all.
Okay. So
But
they'll be
yeah.
calling me back with these questions as well.
Basically.
Okay.
And then from
And
2 to 3 days.
that,
yep, it could be, it's within 7 business days, but it could be, a little shorter depending on how busy they are. A lot of people are getting kind of signed up for hair relaxer and a lot of other lawsuits at the moment. So, I mean, typically 7 business days is what they, what they will call you at. They could get to you earlier depending, how busy they are. So.
Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Thelma. If you have anything for me, that 949 number that you received the text messages from me is my direct line. Okay. So
Okay.
save me in.
Okay.
I'm here Monday through Friday, so you can always call me. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. No problem. You have a blessed rest of your day.
You did the same. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.